It's that time of the show, Ike, where it's time for the Rookie Report. And this week we're going to feature the number one pick, Fletcher Cox, and what he's been doing for the through the first 3 weeks of the season. I think he's made his impact here. Let's take a look at him. Week one here against the Cleveland Browns. There he is in the A gap against the Browns. You're going to see a guy that really is just going to be able to collapse the pocket and push the pile right here. You know, no penetration, gets to the ball carrier.
Yeah. Mistake number one by Cleveland. Don't single block this guy. This guy is one of the strongest defensive linemen I've seen. He does a great job of maintaining leverage on the back. That cutback lane is his responsibility. Yep. He waits until that back is committed. He's going right down the line like a good defensive lineman is supposed to. He's able to get in on the tackle against Trent Richardson.
Here he is in the A-gap once again. And again, here's a guy that is going to get penetration. He's going to push this pocket. Watch him reestablish the line of scrimmage here, right? Take that double team, and he's going to push it right back into the lap of Ray Rice right here. Makes life easier for the inside linebacker.
I was just getting ready to say, Baldy, D'Amico Ryans is loving that right there. You got a defensive tackle that's taking on the double team, defeating the double team, and it allows D'Amico Ryans to go through there scot-free.
Clean. He's clean on that play. Now, let's take a look at him, you know, because it's not just about the run. Obviously, it's about the pass rush as well. And take a look here against Marshall Yanda, the right guard. Watch this, just a slap right here, right in the face of Flacco. And when quarterbacks can't step up, Ike, in this league, usually they're not very accurate.
Oh, yeah, you short arm throws, you overthrow the ball at times. I love the fact that the Fletcher Cox is not a one-way defensive tackle. He's not just a run stuffer. He can help you out in the run game as well as the passing game. And if you're going to single block Fletcher Cox versus the pass, this is what's going to happen to you most times.
Well, watch him here because he doesn't win this pass rush, but the collapse. Working the outside shoulder, half a man of Cleveland here. Like, close that pocket, collapse it so Phillip Hunt can come. And it's really, it's a meeting at the quarterback. But right here, Brandon Whedon has no opportunity to step up in the pocket.
No way to step up. And this is what's so great about having defensive ends like we have on this team, is that every once in a while, Fletcher Cox is going to be the beneficiary of a single block. And this guy wasn't drafted in the top 14 for no reason. This guy can move the pocket if you single block him.